The COVID-19 pandemic has been stressful on everyone, but healthcare workers may be affected more than anyone. Some nurses are burnt out and planning to leave the profession. Meanwhile, colleges are preparing new graduates to take their place and deal with the pressures of the job. Side Effects Public Media's Stephanie Whiteside reports.
Heather Hampson works at John A. Logan College in Southern Illinois, helping to train the next generation of nurses. I spoke with Hampson and her colleagues in the empty nursing lab, where teaching dummies lay in gurneys next to IV stands and crash carts. She says the pandemic brought a lot of attention to the profession, and that motivates students.
Most people look at this nurses and all healthcare providers as heroes through this pandemic. So I think that it encourages them and energizes them and motivates them to want to select this career path.
At the community college, instructors use labs and dummies to give students hands-on learning. The pandemic changed that, forcing students into online classes for a while. Hampson says that actually helped working students who worried about being quarantined and missing classes.
Many of them work in healthcare now, and so they would have high exposures. So the fact that we were able to offer our classes in that setting so that they didn't miss any school was a great way to alleviate some of that stress and help them be successful.
Elena Novelli was studying to become a registered nurse. She was already working as an LPN, which became emotionally difficult during the pandemic.
It is very stressful, especially to watch residents die that have been in the facility for a long time and you've grown a strong connection with. It has been mentally exhausting and physically exhausting.
Throughout the pandemic, instructors did their best to continue essential hands-on training. Instructor Aaron McGuire says clinical work is essential for students.
Hopefully they were able to see what acute care is like in the moment, rather than maybe waiting until after they graduate before they see their first real patient.
Hampson says students also worked with local health departments.
And they gave over 30,000 immunizations in the last few weeks. I feel like that helped spin it so that they felt more in control and had this positive effect on our community.
McGuire says seeing what it's like to work as a nurse, including the stress of dealing with COVID, can help students choose the right path for them.
And I think when people saw the nurses who are out there on the front line and how tired they are and the struggles that they were having, you know, just doing their job in a pandemic, I think some of them at least took a hard look at it and really had to do some self-reflection and see, is this really what I want to do?
Even some practicing nurses are involved in that reflection. A survey done last December found nearly 1 in 4 nurses were planning to leave bedside care or the profession. Learning to handle the pressures of their job is part of the nursing education at Logan. Instructor Kristen Yersenovich says self-care is key.
It is very, very important that as a nurse, you cannot care for others if you cannot care for yourself. So putting yourself first at some times, having positive coping mechanisms and outlets is number one in priority to giving care to others.
Hampson encourages students to eat well, exercise, and find time for activities like yoga or reading. For Novelli, the pandemic resulted in new habits to shake off the stress of work and school.
So that took me a while to get a hang of, but actually at the beginning of the COVID, I picked up running, and then I got into the gym a lot. Just having healthy habits and something that I could go and take my anger and frustration out at, the gym was really the place.
Despite the pandemic, staff say none of the students quit the program, and they've seen even more people consider enrolling. Andrew Biley, a student, says quitting wasn't an option for him.
Mentally, the biggest thing is it's scary. If you have the right amount of fear, it gives you the drive to do the best you can. Quitting's a very easy thing, but I think I used it to motivate me to just continue and finish and it helped me become better than I ever would have been.
For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Steph Whiteside.